人的人。
Mom comforts other people.
在圣经里面，父亲总是一个比较强壮的人。
In the Bible, a father is always
outpowered. 父亲总是在那维持家计，在外面打拼的人。
They just work, but they don't work in the home.
但是圣经里面也描述说，妈妈是一个安慰人的人。
In the Bible, it says the mom is a comforting people.
你知道母亲怎么安慰一个孩子吗
？Do you know how a mother comforts someone?
母亲不像父亲那么有体力。
Mom is not like a father to have the strength.
母亲不像父亲可以供应家里生活上的需要。
Not like the father who works outside.
那母亲怎么安慰孩子呢
？But how does the mother comfort the children?
那母亲安慰孩子最主要的
，the most important thing about
就是看到他的将来。
They just see the children's future.
你知道吗？上帝给我们一个最好的礼物。
The God gave us a special gift.
就是我们的心思意念。
Is we could read other people's minds.
在我脑中有一个记忆的一范围。
就是 memory, just in around.
一个是记忆过去的。
Is one is about the past.
一个是想象未来的。
One is foretelling the future.
这个记忆过去的。
After the
好像把你过去发生的事情。
It's about like in
把它储存起来。
They save the past.
可以一再的重播。
So they can replay it.
那想象啊。
Well, they imagine.
这是未来。
They imagine the future.
事先播放那是未来还没有出现的事情。
They want to tell the future.
过去的记忆。
Like in the past,
未来的想象
and in the future,
可以对你造成很大的帮助
这个 cause lots of,
也可以对你产生非常大的伤害
and they could, destroy
如果你老是回忆起过去的失败
but if you keep on remembering,
过去的挫折
if you remember all the mistakes in the past,
你的人生将往那个方向去
then your life will go at the right direction
同样的
at the same,
你这个想象你的未来
you will think about your future,
充满了希望
Filled with possibilities,
充满了梦想
filled with lovely dreams,
你未来会朝那个方向去走
you will go that way in the future.
心理学家告诉我们
lots of physiologists,
我们的行动
our action,
是跟着我们的思想走的
goes with our mind,
正如圣经里面说的
like in the Bible,
圣经在箴言二十三篇第七节他这样说
he said,
因为他心怎样思量他为人就是怎样What a people think in their mind, 他的为人就会怎么样
？So what they act?
当你想象你自己一个得胜的人
，When you think about as a
可以一个有成为一个有成就的人
，You will become a really powerful person.
你就会成为一个有成就的人
，You will become a really good person.
同样的，当妈妈的
，Just like being a mom.
比起父亲来说
，Comparing to father.
我总想象我孩子以后是会有成就的。
How can my children become?
我孩子会出人头地的。
My son will be really.
即使在别人的眼光看起来
，Even if in other people's eyes.
我们孩子的环境
，My son's.
我孩子的长相
，My son's look.
我孩子的教育
，What she gives.
我孩子的智慧
，His mind.
好像不是会成为一个很有前途的人。
He might not become a really fortunate person.
但在母亲的眼中
，But in the eyes of the mother.
在母亲的脑中
，In the mind of.
他们总是认为我的孩子会最有出息的。
The son will be the best.
会最有成就的。
Will be the most successful.
比起父亲来
，Comparing to the father.
父亲比较容易用负面的。
The father might use discipline.
行为
，Action.
或是话语
，To words.
来责备他们的孩子
，To discipline their children.
或是表示他们对孩子的爱。母亲总是用正面的。
The mom always used the.
期待我的孩子。
Thinking about the children.
会有所成就。
Will become very successful.
因此，当别人批评我们孩子的时候。
Until someone talks about the children.
会挺身而出的。
He will stand out.
都是我们的妈妈。
And will be our mother.
当然说你孩子不够聪明。
When they say your children is not.
当然说你孩子不可能有所成就。
Your son won't be successful.
多么伤妈妈的心。
That will hurt your mother's heart.
妈妈永远相信。
Your mom will believe.
我孩子会是有所成就的。
My son will be successful.
我看过很多的小孩子。
I saw lots of children.
因为我是小儿科医生。
Because I'm a.
我经常心里犯了一个错误。
I made a mistake in my heart.
我看小孩子来到我的诊所。
When I look in the.
我看他的出生。
I saw them born.
我看他的父母。
I saw your mother.
可是我想想，这样孩子会有什么出息啊
？When I thought about was it.
我心里会想想，这样孩子会有什么出息啊
？Will this be successful？
那是一年一年的过去。
But that will be the past.
太多的意外让我出生了。太多的意外。
It's just an accident.
那些我认为不可能考上好大学的。
Where you think they won't be able to go to a nice college.
我孩子竟然考上很好的大学。
And actually, they got into the big.
那些我看起来好像这个孩子会很有成就的。
When you think that they will be successful.
反而没有成就。
But they be.
那些父母看起来他的孩子会很有出息的。
When you think the kid will be successful. 反而没有。Their future.
那些看起来很普通、很贫穷的家庭的孩子。
When you look at their normal
children. 出人意料的。
But they are really.
就是非常有成就的人。
Outstanding.
我观察到一个事实。
When you examine the
parents. 那些父母。
The parents.
尤其是那个妈妈。
Especially the mom.
在他们心中。
In your heart.
在他们想象当中。
In your mind.
他已经想象到。
They must be imagined.
我孩子以后会有所成就的。
My son will become very
successful. 我孩子会完成他的梦想的。
I will complete his dream.
我孩子会达到他命运的终点。
He will reach the point.
所以在他们的想象当中，已经无形的。
They're already awake.
应用了一个非常好的原则。
They use a really good fact.
一个非常有能力的原则。
They use a very good.
圣经的原则。
In the God, in the name of God.
你的心怎么思量你的孩子？
How your heart will be kind to your children.
你的孩子的为人就会怎么样
？How your children's act will.
有一个科学家做了一个实验。
One of the scientists made an experiment.
他把一只非常大的 Spanish barracuda 一种鱼，很大的鱼。
He used a really big fish.
跟一只很小的鱼放在一起。
And put it in.
这个叫 barracuda 的鱼很喜欢攻击这个小鱼。
And this big fish like to attack the.
在海里面，这个 barracuda 每次看这个小的鱼。
In the sea, this barracuda.
他一定马上过去把它吃掉。
He will eat the lot of fish.
这个科学家要做一个实验。
But so this scientist made
it. 把这只大的跟这个小的鱼放在同一个鱼缸里面。
He put the big fish and the small fish in the same tank.
但它的中间。
In the middle.
放着一个透明的 transparent. 那玻璃板。
He put it.
那两只鱼都不知道。
These fish doesn't know.
他把大的鱼放在右边。
He put the big fish on the
left. 把小的鱼放在左边。
He put the small fish in the right.
一放下去以后。
And when they put it in.
这贝拉库拉这只大鱼。
This big fish.
马上要过去攻击那个小的鱼。
He tackles the.
但他不在中间一个透明的分割板。
But he doesn't know just a divider.
用每小时90公里的速度跑过去。
He goes at 90 miles per hour.
他想要这一下，这小鱼一定是成为我肚中的食物了。
He's thinking he's going to kill the small fish.
他要冲过去。
He slammed over.
冲到一半。
And in the middle.
砰了一声。
Boom.He snapped.
他的鼻子肿起来了。
He got a sore nose.
哇，脸上淤青。
And his face all puffed up.
回去。
And he got up.
一次再一次的试。
He keep on trying it.
每一次一冲过去。
Whenever he tries.
又砰了一声。
He go boom.
哇，鼻子又肿起来了。
And then he got a sore nose.
这样试了两三次以后。
He tried like two times.
你知道这个 barracuda 怎么样吗
？Do you know what the barracuda did?
他放弃了。
He gave up.
他不再过去攻击那个小鱼了。
He doesn't attack the fish no more.
他不再觉得自己可以把那个小鱼吃掉了。
He doesn't think that he will kill the little fish.
几天以后
，few days later，
这科学家就把这个透明的塑胶板拿起来。
He take up the divider.
中间不再有塑胶板分割住了。
There's no barrier between them.
很奇怪的。
But
这是贝拉库拉这个大鱼。
But the big fish.
跟这个小孩子在同一个鱼缸里面。
Put in the same tank.
他有时候可以近到两个都快要接触到了。
But they almost touch.
他几乎快要接触的时候，那个大鱼还不敢攻击这个小鱼。
The big fish can't.
这是分割他们的。
This thing between.
不再是这个透明的塑胶板。
It's not the big divider no more.
分割他们的。
Between them.
是这只大鱼的记忆。
It's in this big fish's memory.
因为在他的记忆当中。
Because in his memory.
每次我要攻击要吃这个小鱼的时候。
Every time he tried to attack the small fish.
我就碰得鼻青脸肿。
He just got his face all puffed up.
在他的记忆当中。
In his memory,
我不可能吃到这只小鱼。
I will never eat this little fish.
因此他放弃了。
So he gave up.
所以这两只鱼就在里面。
So this little fish is in the
tank. 和平共存。
Living peacefully.
谁也不怕谁。
Nobody fears nobody.
这只大鱼本来可以吃到这个小鱼的。
This big fish could have killed the small fish.
但他没有实现神给他的任务。
But he gave the.
他没有实现神给他的能力。
So he didn't use the.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的脑中
Because in his,
被过去的失败
he was a failed
被过去的鼻青脸肿
by the face popped up when he was
被过去没这砰一声那种感觉
when he was little, he
充满了他消失的斗志
he got filled with fear.
他心里不再有热忱
he had no intention
他心中的火消灭了
his heart in,
你想我们过去的记忆怎么影响我们
How does our memory affect our
action? 我不知道你是怎么样一位父亲或是母亲
I'm not sure if you're mother or father.
也许你的人生过程很多的失败。
There might be lots of failure in your.
很多人对不起你。
Lots of people will be sorry.
你出生环境不如你的想象。
But you don't think your situation will be any.
你很多的挫折失败。
You have lots of failure in your.
你竟然像这只大鱼一样。
You're like just big fish.
碰了一鼻子的灰。
Kaboom on the.
鼻青脸肿的。
With your facial posture.
在你的记忆当中。
But in your memory.
你想说我不可能有所成就的。我不可能有能力了。或是你想到你的孩子，你想我像我们这样家庭的孩子，可能有出息吗？
Can they success?
我们家的经济情况不如别人的好。
We have no.
别人可以去补习。
Other people take.
别人可以上很好的学校。
To go to really good school.
但是我的孩子不可以。
But my children can.
也许你是单亲的。
Maybe you're a relative.
是我们家里还少了一个人呢。
Our parents.
我们孩子怎么可能有所成就呢
？How can our children be
successful? 你如果老是把这个记忆一直在脑中一直缠绕着
，If you keep on putting that memory in your mind.
你每次想到自己
，Every time you remind that memory.
你会像这只大鱼一样
，You will be like this big fish.
失去了热忱
，Like the
失去了对自己孩子的盼望
，You will be filled with the past.
当你失去这样的盼望的时候
When you lost the hope,
你就失去上帝给你的那个想象
It gave you the imagination.
你这个想象可以帮助你的孩子成就他上帝要他成就的事情
The imagination will help your children success.
有时候我们的孩子还小
Sometimes your children are small.
他们不知道怎么预备他们未来
They don't know how to foretell the future.
别人也许会取笑他们
Lots of people make fun of them.
别人也许会看不起他们
Maybe they won't even look down.
弱小的心灵
Maybe they have the heart.
经常受到伤害。
Keep on being destroyed.
很多青少年是很自卑的。
They may be really sad.
因为他们把朋友跟他们讲的话当真。
They use the fact of the other.
当别人说你不可能有所成就的。
They say you can't become successful.
当别人说你讲这样的英文怎么可以？
They say what kind of crap.
当别人说你这样的运动细胞怎么可以？
How can you use those?
当别人说你的成绩怎么可以？
How can you get all these grades?
他把它记忆在他们脑中。
They put the memory in their mind.
所以我们孩子脑中都有很多负面的思想在他们脑中。
So just lots of negative thoughts in their mind.
没有多少人会给他们正面的想法的。
Not much people will give them positive.
只有当父母的。
Except for the parents.
尤其是当母亲的。
Especially the mom,
你跟孩子接触的机会最多。
结果他是求助他。
就连我们当父母的
，as become the parent,
都觉得我们孩子不可能怎么样。
They thought our children are impossible.
谁还会认为你孩子会怎么样呢？
They would think our children will be nothing.
所以我们当父母的角色非常的重要。
So the part of the parent.
不管你的环境怎么样
，no matter what the situation.
不管你的经济情况怎么样
，no matter on the bank.
不管你孩子上的学校怎么样
，no matter what school you're
in. 在你的脑中。
But in your mind,
你永远要对你的孩子有信心。
You have to have faith in them.
经常的鼓励他们。
Keep on buffing them at it.
经常的安慰他们。
Keep on comforting them.
经常的拥抱他们。
Keep on hugging them.
让他们知道。
Let them know.
在我妈妈的眼中。
In the eyes of a mother.
在我父母的思想当中。
In the eyes, in the mind of a parent.
我会是有所成就的。
You will become successful.
我告诉你，如果这样做。
Let me tell you this.
你孩子的成绩会超过你所求所想的。
Your children will be over your imagination.
你孩子绝对可以是有所成就的。
Your children will be very successful.
不要老是跟别人的孩子比。
Do not compare with other people's children.
我很感谢我的妈妈。
I will love my mom.
但我妈妈很不幸的，我也不应该这样说。我妈妈嫁到一个非常贫穷的家庭。
I came out of a really poor family.
我妈妈是那时候师范学校毕业的。
My mom didn't even graduate college.
以学历来说，是类似现在的。博士毕业的
Now it's like,
就嫁到我的爸爸是小学左右程度的
But my dad is only like elementary school level.
我爸爸有八个兄弟姐妹
My dad have a whole bunch of relatives.
我爸爸的爸爸就我觉得很我爸爸十七岁的时候就过世了
My dad when he was 18,
你想想如果你的女儿
If you think,
博士毕业
could get a doctor degree,
也是 UAC 毕业的
Or you, if
you, 也是 Stanford 毕业的
or you graduated from Stanford,
是 Oklahoma 哪个大学毕业的
or any other good college,
你嫁给一个初高中毕业的
gave
家里还有七个兄弟姐妹
and seven other relatives,
没有父亲
there's no father,
到一个很山上很贫穷的地方去
and a really poor place,
你忍心你的女儿嫁过去吗
do you want your daughter to marry that guy?
我相信如果你女儿要相亲的时候
if you believe in it,
你觉得说不要
no,
嫁到那个地方去只有倒霉而已
no way,
要抚养他们一家人。
So my daughter has to take.
我想你不会让他去的。
So I think I gave up.
我不知道为什么我的祖父祖母那么有勇气把我妈妈嫁给我爸爸。
I don't know why.
不是我爸爸很帅，就是有什么特别的能力或怎么样，才能吸引到这样的妈妈。
It's not like my dad is very handsome.
不管怎么，他嫁过去了。
No matter what, she got married.
一个没有电的地方。
In a really stupid place.
一个没有自来水的地方。
Where there's no pure water.
煮饭、洗衣服都要到河边去挑。
You have to wash clothes by the lake.
挑那个不干净的水。
Get the wastewater.
背上要背着孩子。
And you have to carry
早上起来要煮饭给很多姑姑叔叔们吃。
And you have to cook lunch.
他自己还要上班。
And you have to go to work.
在那个地方还有什么希望啊？
Are there any hope?
一个好几代都很贫穷的山上还有什么希望呢？
At a really, really ruined place.
是我妈妈做了一个决定。
But my mother made a decision.
我说我不要我下一代这样子。
My next life.
我不要我下一代跟我的先生这样子一直下去。
I will not like with my.
我要我的孩子有所成就。
I want my children to be successful.
在我妈妈的脑中。
But in the head of my mom.
她已经有一幅图画了。
She is painting a painting.
那一幅图画，我的孩子以后要功成名就。
My children will be very successful.
我孩子以后要出人头地。
My children will be outstanding.
虽然他看看环境。
In this situation.
似乎不大可能。
It might be impossible.
山上的地方。
In a big room.
没有人上什么好的学校。
There's no good school.
没有什么教育水准的家庭。
There's not much.
但是我妈妈的脑中。
But in the mind of my
mother. 已经有一个想象。
Just imagination.
我孩子要上高中。
My children will go to.
我孩子要大学。
He will go to college.
是我孩子要当医生。
He will become a doctor.
他就是这样子。
So he just like that.
充满了想象。
Filled with possibilities.
他经常跟我们说。
He always says.
你会当医生的。
You will become a doctor.
他永远不会放弃。
He will never get up.
他送我到一个初中的学校去。
When he goes to middle school.
他借钱让我上一个私立的初中。
He just borrowed money.
他借钱让我到台北去读高中。
He wanted to go to Taiwan.
但是他告诉他不要这样做了。
Stop doing this.
但他脑中那个图画一直在演着。
But in the mind, the painting is still
on. 我孩子以后有所成就的。
You still will be possible.
我孩子会成为一个医生的。
My children.
我记得我考上医学院的时候。
I remember when I.
我妈妈很高兴的带着我。
My mom was so proud of me.
到我们村子的一个啊比较有名望人的家里。
In a really well planned family.
他故意跟他说。
He said.
我孩子考上医学院了。
My son became a doctor.
我想那是我妈非常骄傲的一刻。
His mom is very proud.
因为在那个时代。
Because in that place.
能当医生是不简单。
Become a doctor is not very hard.
能当医生代表以后会好的收入。
Because you got a really good
profit. 好的家庭。
And a really good family.
所以我妈妈很高兴带我去见那个人。
His mom is really.
我想我孩子考上医学院了。
My son became a doctor.
我很庆祝那个人跟我妈讲一句话。Huh?那个人这样说。
The guy said.
考上医学院有什么了不起
？What's the point of getting into the thing?
医学院又怎么样
？What's so wrong with it?
类似这样的话。
啊，
我听的是很难过。
He looked when he was.
我本来希望他跟我褒奖一句说：“哦，你这个小孩子很高兴，为你感到骄傲，你考上医学院了。”
He became really proud.
但我想听到一个妈妈的心里面。
But when I think of the part of
the mother, 多么的难过。
It feels very bad.
妈妈永远没有放弃。
But my mom.
在他脑中还是一直演着。
But in the picture,
我孩子一定会成为医生。
He will become a doctor.
我孩子因为有所成就了。
He will become successful.
就这样子。
Just like that.
我进了医学院。
He became a doctor.
到美国来。
And he went to the America.
我真会成为一位医生了。
Now he became a doctor.
弟兄姐妹，我跟你讲这个故事。
I told you this story.
我先告诉你。
I want to tell you.
也许我们的情，我们的环境。
No matter the situation.
也许我们孩子的环境。
No matter what the situation.
我们的出生。
No, the birth.
没有人会比我那时候还不好的。
No one will be worse than us.
重要的是你对你孩子有没有期待。
Depends if you have hope in your children.
在你脑中，你演着什么样的未来
？What kind of role does it play in your mind？
当你相信你孩子会有着成就的时候
，You believe your children will have a future.
实现他的梦想的时候
，You will complete his dream.
你孩子就往那个方向去
，You will go the same direction.
这是母亲带给孩子最大的祝福。
Josh, what does the
mother? 你永远要鼓励你的孩子。
You will.
你永远要相信你的孩子。
You have to believe in them.
你要相信你自己。
You will believe yourself.
你要相信你自己可以把孩子抚养长大。
You will think you will get.
你相信你自己可以把你孩子送到很好的学校去。
You believe you will get your children to a really good school.
你要相信你自己可以负担自己孩子的教育。
You believe that your children could be.
你要相信你自己能承担生活的压力。
You believe you can.
你要相信你自己。
You will believe in yourself.
能够有一天。
One day.
看到我们的未来。
See our futures.
看我们的下一代。
72 descendants
比我们有所成就
is better than us
实现神要给他们的梦想
because God gave them dreams
今天是母亲节在座很多母亲
today is Mother's Day 当然
也许很多人为生活在挣扎
there might be struggling to live
也许你是单身一个人单亲一个人带着孩子
maybe you guys are single with the children
我告诉你 不管怎么样
no matter the situation
神永远要医治一个破碎的心
God will have, always have a successful life.
神永远有更好的未来预备着等待我们。
There's always a future in you.
神对我们以及我们的孩子永远有更丰富的生命等着我们去经历。
You will have a really flavorful life.
重点是你要怎么做决定。
It's just the point is to how you make decisions.
你是要看到环境就放弃了吗
?When you look at the decision, you just gave up.
还是你跟我妈一样坚持
?Or you can struggle.
然后这样一直沿着未来。
You keep on thinking about
得胜的未来
until the future,
而不是失败的未来
not a future.
你如果做这样的决定
If you keep on looking at this point,
我相信你会成为你孩子的祝福
I believe you will become a
有一天你的孩子会说
when your children say,
因为我的爸爸妈妈
because of my mom and dad,
因为是我的妈妈
especially my mom,
因为他早就知道我会有所成就
because he know I will become
我会是一个 有用的人
I have become a successful person.
我可以独立的在这个社会上生存着
I could be independent in this society.
我有一个好的未来
I will have a really good
future. 好的家庭
a really good family.
好的学位
and a really good scholarship.
他会这样说
he will said,
我这一辈子最大的祝福
this is my best possibility.
就是有一个母亲
is to have a mother.
或是一个父亲
or a dad.
或是父母亲
Or a parent.
他从小就相信我
He was small, he
就鼓励我
he just keep on talking
他安慰我
to comfort him.
圣经里面这样说
In the Bible,
那些信靠神的
Jesus who calls God,
相信神会为他的孩子带来未来的
believe God that will succeed in
the 那些相信神会为他们孩子预备丰盛生命未来的
to give the God their future.
他会跟他们施慈爱直到千千代代
所以我才挑的
最后跟大家分享一个故事
This is a story,
一个真实的故事
a real story.
我认识了一个年轻人
you know, a really young person.
他生活真的是一团糟
he lives in a screwed up place.
酗酒
he drinks,
吸毒
and he takes drugs.
哇真的做了很多的坏事
and he does lots of bad things.
经常犯罪
he always gets into criminal stuff.
有一天
one day,
他自己不喜欢自己了
He doesn't like himself anymore.
他很恨自己了。
He hates himself.
他很讨厌自己。
He annoys himself.
他拿一罐安眠药。
He takes a sleeping pill.
在他的房子里面。
He just taking his
health. 就对着镜子。
And say,
看着自己的眼睛。
Looking his own eyes.
准备把这个安眠药吞下去，结束自己的生命。
He's about to suicide.
就在这个时候。
Right at this moment.
他突然听到一个声音跟他说。
He heard a voice.
不要这样做。
Don't do this.
再到教会去一次。
Go to church again.
这个年轻人已经到教会无数次了。
Become a successful person.
他已经到教会很多年了。
He went to the church.
但是他还是没有办法戒掉他的一些毒瘾。
He still can't get off. And lots of other.
那这一天，当他准备自杀的时候
，When he was about to suicide,
那个声音告诉他：“你再到教会去一次。”
Someone said, "Go to the church one more time."
开着他那个摩托车
，He started his motorcycle.
就开到教会来了。
He got to church.
他坐在主日崇拜里面。
He sleeps.
他根本忘了那天牧师在讲什么。
He forgot what.
上面的在讲什么，他一点都记不住了。
He forgot everything.
聚会完以后。
But after
the. 他出去了。
He got out.
到了停车场。
At the parking lot.
正他正要发动他的那个摩托车的时候。
When he was about to start his motorcycle.
他突然感到，他这个人，我这个人怎么这样子？
He feel like a special feeling.
他突然感觉到一股爱的力量临到他的身上。
He feeling a feeling of love.
所以他就跪在他的摩托车的旁边。
So he knelt down beside his motorcycle.
他做了祷告。
He prayed.
他说神啊。
God.
如果你还在。
You're still there.
你帮助我。
You help me.
你救救我。
You help.
就在那瞬间。
Just at that moment.
他感觉到。
He feel it.
他一些毒瘾都消失了。
He feel all the drug abuse are all gone.
师父那些坏的脾气、个性都消失了。
Some of the bad stuff is all gone.
长话短说。
In the,
后来这个人完全克服了他那些坏习惯。
He overcome all his bad habits.
成为一个传道人。
And he become a preacher.
他这样说。
He said.
但我相信。
I believe.
是因为我的妈妈。
It's because of my mom.
我妈妈已经好几十年了。
I didn't see my mom.
每天为我祷告。
She must pray for me long time.
我妈妈每天相信。
So every day.
我总有一天。
One day.
会成为有用的人。
I will become useful.
我的妈妈相信
My mom believes,
总有一天
one day,
我会不再犯罪。
I will not become a criminal.
弟兄姐妹，如果你一个很虔诚的妈妈为你祷告，
If you have a really,
我真的是为你感到高兴。
I feel good for you.
因为你有一个世上最好的礼物，
Because you have a,
就是你妈妈的祷告。
Is your prayer of your mom.
如果你是妈妈的，
If you're a mom,
会鼓励你经常为你的孩子祷告。
Would you want you to pray for your
children? 每次的祷告，
For every time you pray,
就像在安慰你的孩子。
It's like you're comforting your children.
神会借着你的祷告，
you use for your prayers.
安慰你的心，
he
安慰你孩子的心。
He comforts your children's heart.
在这我们一起起立好不好？我要听到一起起立。我们来唱一首诗歌。就在今天，在母亲节的这一天，也许你不是母亲，也许你是父亲。不管怎么样，当父母的，或是我们当孩子的，当我们唱这首诗歌的时候。我们再次的来到神的面前，或是再一次的回到我们的记忆当中，不要把老是把你过去的伤痛、的失败、挫折、人家对你的不公平待遇、你的出生那些负面的，在你脑中一直不断的重演着，在你脑中应该存在那一些得胜的记忆。在脑中应该存在那些以前神怎么拯救你、怎么帮助你的记忆，在你脑中应该存在那些光明的未来、得胜的未来，可以克服你所不能克服的那的未来的能力，整理你的心思意念，除掉那些负面的思想。今天神要祝福你，尤其祝福我们在座的父母们。今天神要祝福我们的孩子，因为从今天以后。我们的孩子将有一个更为他祷告的父母亲，更爱他的父母亲，更为他带来祝福的父母亲。我们唱那首诗歌，刚刚唱最后上那首诗歌。耶稣，你是宝贝。如果你的父母在这个地方呢，如果你有孩子跟父母在地方，我欢迎你到你的父母旁边，你可以拉着你父母亲的手。或者是就是站在他旁边为他祷告，也谢谢他成为你的祝福。我们来唱这首诗歌。